Tēnā tātou katoa, nau mai, hoki mai ki tēnei hōtaka. It's Radio Wātea's Drive Show, and we have Larissa McMillan joining us. She's Ngā Puhi and Te Parawhau, and she's a Ringa Hautū Toi from the gallery director at the Wairo Māori Art Gallery. And we're going to be talking about a cool exhibition, a special one, and I actually had a look at some of the names that were a part of it, because they're showcasing eight iconic Māori modern artists, some of them being Elizabeth, actually we'll name all of them because they're all bosses, Elizabeth Ellis, Ralph Hotere, Katerina Mataira, Para Matchett, Salwyn Muru, Buck Nin, Cliff Whiting and Pauline Yebri, and they're going to be showcasing their work, and it's going to be on display at the Wairo Māori Arts Gallery for the exhibition Te Ao Huri Huri. And again, we're going to be talking to the gallery director, Larissa. Tēnā koe, Larissa. Nau mai, hara mai.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me on the Drive Show. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. And, so, you know, these aren't nobodies, eh? And so this is a pretty pretty cool exhibition. So just give us a bit of a rundown on what people can expect from Te Ao Huri Huri.
Yeah, you are right with what you said, iconic Māori artists. So these eight artists, they blazed a trail, really, for Māori art, and they really reshaped art history in Aotearoa as we knew it. Māori art, before they came onto the scene, was kind of considered as this primitive art form and wasn't really being seen in museums and galleries. So these artists, they picked up on what's known as the modernist movement and started to reshape our visual art into a new contemporary style. And it really, they just opened up doors. It just blew open the glass ceiling. And the really nice thing about these artists and their peer group, because there's many more these artists' artworks that are borrowed from the Whanganui Art Museum collection. They were all friends. They all had exhibitions together. They all had robust discourse and debate, and they partied together and laughed together, and they were related. So the beautiful thing is that here they are again, vibing together in the same space, and in my mind, they're still having those conversations with each other through their artwork.
Atahua te rā kōrero. And just while you were talking, you know, I was thinking about some of these artists in high school, whether it was hard work or art. You know, we spoke about many things when I did history at school or did all these other subjects, film. We didn't really touch on Māori artists the way that we did in art or hard work or hard materials or anything like that. And these names always came up as a great example. And then opened up a conversation for, I went to Western Springs. I'm not too sure what the curriculum was at the time, but they really emphasised Māori artists who, as you said, trailblazed this massive pathway for contemporary art and connection to our tupuna. So I really love that kōrero e hua. And now again, Te Ao Huri Huri is going to display some of that. And that's an exciting thing, eh?
Yeah, really exciting. So the great thing is that one of these artists who is last living artist from this group of people, Fire Elizabeth Ellis, will be doing an artist talk on Saturday, which is tomorrow, at 10:30 with a gallerist called Tim Melville, who's had a beautiful piece written about him in The Listener. He's a Māori dealer art owner in Auckland, and they'll be doing a kōrero tomorrow about what it was like, you know, to be in that era. Kuka Elizabeth was one of the first wahine Māori to graduate from Elam Fine Art School in Auckland, alongside her cousin Mary Lodge. And, you know, like, everything's connected, eh? So Mary Lodge was Katerina Mataita's sister, and Katerina Mataita's in the exhibition. So there's all these beautiful connections. So can't wait to hear from Kuka Elizabeth about what it was like to be You know, was one of the few wahine Māori in that institution, and also competing with a lot of, you know, male energy as well. Looking forward to that.
Beautiful kōrero. Actually, that's those are really good points, eh? If you're playing in a field, not just in that, not in the art world, but also in a male dominated space, a dominated space in this particular field. And so tēnā koe, mō tērā kōrero. And so this is going to kick off tomorrow and wraps up around the 28th of July. For those coming through to have a look at this exhibition, what are you hoping they get from it?
I hope they can connect with, you know, first of all, how brave this comrade of, you know, artists were. And this was visual arts, but this was, you know, this movement, this, what do you call, the Renaissance, this was happening through all aspects of Te Ao Māori. So, you know, literature and music as well. And they all dabbled in that. So Selwyn Muru, for example, he was a musician and a poet. They were all activists in their own right. You know, Ralph Hortere was a big-time environmentalist. And so they were all in these other movements, including like Bastion Point and protest movements. And so I hope that people connect to what these iconic artists represent in our history as Poe, and they actually, their artwork, it still inspires generations of artists. So, you know, lots of artists that have, are coming through who are now senior Māori artists, such as Shane Cotton and Lisa Reihana, they constantly still draw inspiration from this group of people. So I hope that people can take away the significance of their contribution to our history. But also, if you look at the health of Māori art at the moment, it's absolutely thriving. I mean, for Māori, it's always been thriving and vital, but it's just exploding. And the Venice Biennale, which is like the Olympic Games of art, all of the artists on the international stage in Venice are Māori. And I think that's something that all of New Zealanders, all of Aotearoa can be so proud of. So, yeah, I hope people are inspired as well.
And, absolutely, e hua, pai tēnā kōrero, and I have no doubt people will experience that at this for Te Ao Hurihuri. Now, outside of Te Ao Hurihuri, what else has Wairau Māori Art Gallery got coming up there?
So we'll be developing some public programs relating to this exhibition, so hope people can maybe pop on our social media, follow us there and get updates of what's coming up. We have three exhibitions a year, so our shows they turn over, and our next exhibition will be in August, a show that I'll be curating there, and that'll be a really interesting, quite a different show to this one. It'll be a bit more digital work, and so that'll be in August. Really looking forward to that. So it's always sort of onwards and upwards, you know.
Kia ora. Absolutely, I love that. Oh, tēnā koe, thank you so much, Larissa, for having a kōrero with us. Larissa spoke with us about Te Ao Hurihuri, which is an exhibition that's kicking off tomorrow and will run till the 28th of July at the Wairau Māori Art Gallery. Tēnā koe, e hoa.
Kia ora.
Larissa McMillan there, the Ringa Hautu Toi, the gallery director at Wairau Māori Arts Gallery. Nā mātou te whiwhi e hua. She's from Ngāpui and Te Para Whau, talking to us about eight iconic Māori modernist artists: Elizabeth Ellis, Ralph Hotere, Katerina Mataira, Para Matchett, Selwyn Muru, Bucknin, Cliff Whiting, and Pauline Yeabry, who will have their work displayed at the Wairau Māori Art Gallery for their exhibition Te Ao Hurihuri, which kicks off tomorrow till the 28th of July. Neat kōrero from her, especially the kōrero about Elizabeth Ellis. You know, you think about all these tāne, it was a male-dominated dominated space. You have Elizabeth, Koka Elizabeth, to share the experience of working with these legends and also her experience as a wahine, which is a very rare thing at that time. But, you know, a kōrero that I had with Larissa was about, you know, wahine's voices kind of being struggled to be heard at that time. And now, out of all those artists, to have that one voice still alive, you know, again, we're very, very lucky to have somebody here to tell those stories, but also to have a wahine here, have a wahine present to share those stories. That's what we are. That's what we do. Wahine ma, we're the storytellers. Kia ora. Anyway, coming up, we have our English news, and then myself and Atere will be back to have another couple of yarns with you all. Nā reira koe, haere tawhiti. Coming up next, we've got Last, Vironta. I don't even know the songs, the words. Anyway, here's Burna Boy.